This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
Alrighty, ready to rock and roll like we do every Thursday live from Toyota of Hollywood. We thank you all for tuning in, downloading, watching, listening, however it is you support the show. We love you for it. Bill is by my side. Come on out and join us out here at 1841 North State Road 7. We'll be out here for a few hours having some fun and talking about all kinds of things. Yesterday, last night, I'm probably a little bit out of gas today. I'm probably doing the show with about half a tank because we did the broadcast yesterday, did our show yesterday, and then we did the broadcast, and it went well, actually. It was a pretty smooth broadcast overall as Inter Miami unfortunately lost to Orlando City SC 2-1. Orlando City picks up the goal in the 97th minute. And gets the victory. But we had some fun yesterday broadcasting the game. Chris Whittingham, Thomas Rongen had the call. Alex Dono was with me during the pre, half, and post game show. So it was a lot of fun, and looking forward to doing it again. I hope Andres Reyes is all right. I think he's on his way to recovery, but it may not be with the team. Since he may have left the bubble. So that's not a good thing. Once you leave the bubble, you may not be able to get back in. All right. I see I got a Cam Wake jersey in the house, which is always a beautiful thing when we got a Cam Wake jersey in the house, a Dolphin fan in the house, which is always good to have the Dolphin fans in the house. Let's just hope we could get some football. Really, that's what would be nice, if we could get some football this year.
You mean 00, not you, right?
Yeah. Football. Huh?
The 00.
Yes. Yeah.
Not American you, football.
Yeah, no, well, we have that one already. That one returned yesterday. Unfortunately, it didn't return in the kind of fashion that we wanted. And it was a shame last night because I thought Inter Miami had several opportunities. Agudelo, he put one in the net, but they also had a couple of ones that, I mean – they were right there. They could have put it on net, and it went awry, you know, especially the breakaway where he gets the turnover midfield and he tries to kick it over the goalie, and he kicked it wide. If he kicks it perfect, he gets that goal. And so there were opportunities in that game to win it. The thing with Miami, okay, it's depressing, right, that they're 0-3. They lost their first two when the season started. Now you lost this game against in the tournament. But if you really look at it, they've been in all these games. And it doesn't matter if it's L.A. or Orlando. Okay, we can go to the extremes. The best team in the league or one of the lesser teams in the league in Orlando. Because Orlando has not made the playoffs yet. You know, they've teased people. They've made their moves. They've tried to do whatever they can. They've spent some money. And it has not worked out. They have not ended in the playoffs, which has been really depressing for Orlando. And the last thing they want to see is Miami come in as the newbie and just take off from here. And listen, yesterday when you lost Andres Reyes, that was the turning point of the game. Okay? I knew right there and then when I saw it, just looked like the emotion got sucked out of them, and they weren't the same team after that. And then Reyes also added on defense, one of your better defenders, you lose him. And I got to tell you, the Dwyer kid, the referees really mishandled that yesterday. Dwyer had four penalties in the first half. He easily could have been carded for at least two of those. And the fact that they allowed four penalties in the first half allowed him to say, well, they're going to let me play. And the hit on Reyes, the tackle on Reyes, wasn't his worst tackle of the night, actually. But it did result in the worst injury to a player on the opposing team. But if you would have carded him in the first half, I'm not saying you have to red card him. Hey, look, Miami got lucky on the red card, too. Sweat should have gotten a red card, not a yellow. That handball, that was ugly, dude. That was ugly. You know, and I know that the guys were kind of like, well, wait a minute, you're giving him the yellow card after you saw it on the replay, and they didn't like that either. But the bottom line is Miami got lucky there. They should have gotten red carded there. Seriously. Handball in the box, that's a red card. You got lucky. So, you know, breaks go your way, breaks don't go your way. You got to find a way to overcome. Miami had their chances yesterday. They got nobody to blame but themselves, unfortunately. They played hard. They just could not capitalize in certain moments. But what I love about this Miami team, and I feel good about them, is that they've been in all – this will turn. Okay, now, I don't know if it's going to happen in the tournament because they are now in a must-win situation. Okay, when you lose – you got to walk away with points last night, at least a tie. Now you've got the next two games to try to advance. You got to come up with a win against Chicago, man. There's no two ways about it. And now you're going to be without Reyes for sure. And Pizarro did not start yesterday because he was banged up, but they were able to bring him off the bench in the second half. We'll see. Hopefully Pizarro, and remember, it's a quick turnaround because you played on a Wednesday and then you play on a Tuesday morning. So you really don't get Tuesday. It's just Monday. So you get to rest Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You got 5 days to turn this thing around. So you're not going to do a – since you haven't been doing the kind of practicing that you're conditioned for 90 minutes as it is, now you're limited in 5 days to get prepared for the next match. You know how difficult this is? And I would imagine that every sport now, as they restart, they will have a lot of injuries because you're asking players to go 0-60 right away. And they got to pick up the intensity. This is a tournament. There's a CONCACAF spot on the line. You win this tournament here, you get a spot in the CONCACAF. You know, I mean, that would be pretty cool. I would love to see. I know it's a lot to ask for an expansion team like Miami, and we're trying to expect a lot from expansion team. It can be done in soccer. Football's different. Baseball's different. Basketball's different. Expansion teams go through hell. Okay? But in soccer, because you have the opportunity, that's the problem. They haven't been able to purchase those stud guys. Okay? They got one young guy. They got one of their international guys, but he's a young kid. And let me tell you, speaking of young kids, Matias Pellegrini last night, he's a 20-year-old, the Argentine kid. That kid played his ass off. He's a fiery little dude, man. I like him, man. I like him a lot. That's why I'm saying that. I feel good about the Inter squad. Yeah, they lost yesterday. They deserve to lose. They did not capitalize. They gave up some defensive opportunities that allowed it for Orlando. And to Orlando's credit, they won, man. They did what they had to do to win. The other thing in that game that stood out to me, and I thought Miami got a little bit more physical towards the end of the game, but I thought they allowed Orlando to be too physical with them throughout the game. And I know that they came in with, I believe, 5 yellow cards and 2 reds in the first couple of games. So Miami, I think, was trying to, hey, guys, we got to be, you know, smarter here. Let's not pick up the cards. I understand that, but you cannot allow the opponent to kind of push you around. And I thought they allowed Orlando to push them around a little too much yesterday. That would be the other thing that kind of stood out for me. If any of you, by the way, listen to the broadcast, love to hear your reactions from the broadcast. Overall, we've gotten some pretty good feedback from the broadcast. People enjoyed it. And considering, you know, everything and how we had to put it all together, I thought we did a pretty good job overall. But I would love to hear your feedback out there. Constructive criticism is always good. You're going to always build and always get better. And there's no doubt about that. And we got plenty to get better from. But it was a lot of fun yesterday. It definitely was a lot of fun yesterday to watch it.
Encouraging. Off of 2 set plays. The corner kick on the header, we could have had a goal.
Yeah.
And if Sweat doesn't handball, we got 2 guys there that score.
Yeah.
Off of 2 set plays, that's really encouraging.
Yeah, and the 2 shots on goal that went wide.
Oh, yes. Mean, yeah.
It, you know, those, just,
you know,
those easily could have been goals. You know what I mean? Omar Lopez, as always, right in, right away.
Is he quick draw McGraw again?
Always, dude. He's always the first one in. Ian from Brooklyn is in. Samuel Robina, Troy Ortiz. The president is in, Alexa V. Josh, good morning. And Bill, the best show in town. I love when O rips people. Matthew Walker, hello. Looks like Mike Perry is trying to imitate Conor McGregor. Yeah, I know, knocking out old men and hitting women. Yeah, we'll get to that story. NorCal, Big O coming in strong. Cali Garden strong. Cheers, Big O. Crew and listeners, Mark McIntyre, growing pains, good times coming. Yes, I believe that. DFS Hobby, funny thing is, Big O, you can say the same thing about our Dolphins got pushed around. Yeah, but it's a whole different ballgame. Last year, I mean, if you're talking about overall or whatever, listen, Miami hasn't had great leadership. That's changing, man. You know, that's I told you guys already, DFS Hobby, I'm not going to worry about the past anymore. The Dolphin past is done. I'm not looking back, and I'm not dwelling on that, dude. I am moving forward. I love what's going on with the Dolphins right now. I love what's gone on the last year. I love what's going on, you know, here on forward. I don't know if we'll have football this year. That would be nice. But personnel-wise, coaching, front office, I like what I'm seeing right now. And I think our Dolphins, you know, I thought they did a little pushing around at the end of the season against New England. So, you know, you can look at it however you want, you know, DFS Hobby. But I look at my football team, my favorite football team last year, started with no talent and a whole bunch of young guys, and they got tougher as the season went on. They went through hell, okay, and ended in heaven by going 5-4 in their last 9 games and proving to people that a bunch of young guys can get together, figure things out, and play well enough at least to win some games. So now you start to add more young talent and better talent to this team. I just think it's, you know, so I'm not going to dwell on that stuff, man. I'm going to focus on what's going on now and what's coming because, you know, the past is depressing. The future, it's awesome, man.
You look at the 5-4 finish, but the thing about it is if you go up into like the third or fourth game, the adjustments the coaches made,
man.
We got real coaches too, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm super happy with the Dolphins. I couldn't be more happy. I couldn't be more excited about the direction that the Dolphins are going in. So I'm just not one of those guys, my man. DFS Hobby, I'm staying positive on this one. I love what I'm seeing there.
Of all the teams in town, you would say they slide up underneath the Heat as for, like, our biggest worries, right? The Heat we're not worried about, and the Dolphins, like, right up underneath, right?
Yep. Tremolio says, Inter was not very aggressive in the first half. No worries. I trust the internet leadership or Inter leadership. I think he put internet. Inter leadership. Just that I thought this coach attacked more. Maybe just doesn't gave the pieces. Yeah, he doesn't have all the pieces yet. Remember, Pizarro came in the second half, which they needed. Agudelo was going to be the guy that stepped in for Pizarro, and Agudelo stepped up. Matias, I thought, also stepped up. You are correct, Tremolio. They were not aggressive enough in the first half. But if you saw in the second half, the passing, the attacking got a lot better in the second half. And, you know, it is what it is, man. It just frustrating night. They come up short, and we'll see what happens on Tuesday. But their backs are against the wall now on Tuesday. Yeah, I think you need a win, actually. I know that a tie still kind of keeps you in there because if you win the next one, that you really got to win the last one. But if you win this one, then you can see where you're at on Tuesday after Tuesday in the second round of this, you know, whole thing. And then you'll see what you do in that third game. And now you know where you're at, that whether you can win, tie, or if you lose, you're out. You know, one of those. And we'll find out. It's not going to be easy, obviously, because they're an expansion team. But I like what I've seen from them so far. They just got to get a little better and hopefully land one of those international pieces. Good morning, Big O. Richard McClain is in the house. He says, Big O, Odell Beckham Jr. trade rumors to Dolphins make sense for Cleveland to gather ammunition for the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. Why are we talking that? Why would Miami trade for Odell Beckham? Why? Why would you want that clown? You know, I'm sorry, man. There's no reason to pay a guy a whole bunch of money when you're not there yet. You know what I mean? And this is a malcontent that never, ever is happy. And there's always something going on in his world. I'm not sure why you fall for the banana in the tailpipe, my brother. I mean, you know, it's, you know, check it out, okay? Check out for yourself how many championships Terrell Owens has. Just check it out. Count them. Count the rings. And it's not just about the receiver. I'm just saying, when you don't, when you're not part of a good environment, when you were at the Giants, not a good environment. You're at Cleveland, not a good environment. But you contribute to all of that. Can you imagine Brian Flores and Odell Beckham comes out to the field to play the game with a watch on? Come on, Richard, bro. Think about it. Think about this. This is the guy that wants to go and hang out in South Beach. I know that's our backyard, but in the weekend of a playoff game. You know, I'm not sure, Richard, what you're seeing, but see, the problem is we have to unprogram you. And that's what I keep running into with Dolphin fans. We had one yesterday with Chris Jones. You guys have been programmed from the last 20 years to do stupid things and think stupid thoughts. And I hate to, you know, I hate to rip you, Richard, but really that's a stupid thought. But it happens. You guys are programmed, and that's why the Dolphins were losers the last 25 years, because they did stupid things like go trade for Odell Beckham. You give up a draft pick or two, and you've got to give up a large salary. That's a dumbass move. Just like yesterday, the guy had asked me about Chris Jones. That's another dumbass move. So we're going to give up multiple. He thought it's a second or third rounder. This is a guy that's going to go for a first rounder, maybe two first rounders, or a first and a second, or first and a third, or something like that. And you're going to have to give him $20 to $25 million guaranteed a year. You know, you're going to have to give him $60 million up front. It's a stupid ass deal. You know, it's just they don't want to load up the cap before you have to pay the quarterback. You understand? And so they have more. Put it this way. Richard, if Preston Williams develops this year into a stud, okay, and he showed us that maybe he can be a number one or number two wide receiver, and Devontae Parker looked really good, he's got to stay healthy. By the way, so does Odell Beckham, got to stay healthy. Anyway, I know that's the other thing. Hey, let's go trade for a sack of injuries too. And if Preston Williams can develop and they got him as a street free agent, okay, and they've got Devontae Parker on the cheap, if he stays healthy, if you're a front office, does that seem like the kind of move that you would make? That you go for a malcontent that's overpaid, underperformed the last 2 years, often injured, a disruption in the locker room. That's what Brian Flores wants. Your program, dude, like Wonstead, your program, like Cam Cameron, your program, like Sperano, that's the problem. You have been programmed. While I spent the last 20 years tearing up the Dolphins for stupidity, you were one of the ones that was probably pissed at me for tearing them up every single time. And now you want, Richard, them to do the dumbass things that they've done, they used to do for 20 years. You guys got to get out of that thinking, man. Okay? That stupid ass thinking that comes from Dolphin fans, that you want to buy every free agent, you want to trade for every malcontent, you want to trade for everybody that's unhappy that doesn't have a contract. You got to get out of that thinking. It's about drafting. It's about developing your own. And if you sign a name or trade for one, it's you're trading and risking absolutely nothing. They've got to get rid of them, and you're just taking because, hey, yeah, we'll give you a fifth rounder, and if it works out, great. And if it doesn't, we'll cut his ass. That kind of stuff. But giving up the house, and then paying him? No. Give up the house and back up the Brinks truck? No. No. So there is your answer why it's incredibly stupid to think about Odell Beckham on your team. Okay? I think I've explained it now.
Like you said, the reprogramming of thought. When you go get those guys.
All be reprogrammed.
Is when it's that's the caveat that you're missing to put you over the top. But even then, I don't know that you'd bring Odell Beckham. That's not a guy that's conducive to a playoff Super Bowl team, right? No. Yeah.
Richard says, I said it makes sense for Browns, not Dolphins. Doesn't matter, bro. I'm just telling you why it doesn't make sense for the Dolphins. So don't bring it up because it doesn't make sense. Of course it makes sense for the Browns to give up or get rid of anything that doesn't work. That's every team. The Giants just did that. Duh. You know, the Giants got rid of him, and, you know, they're not hurting. It's not like he's killing them. He had 3 touchdowns last year. So, you know, the fact that the Browns want to get rid of him, don't include the Dolphins, it's not going to happen. I'd be very disappointed in the Dolphins if they do dumb things like that. I'd rip them for dumb things like that. Let's see. But he can catch the ball with just one hand. Just kidding. Yeah, I know. Isn't that, Richard, that highlight. You're so right, dude. I know you're making a joke of it, and I get it, but you're so right, because it's like Clowney, dude. They burned that damn highlight of him hitting the Michigan running back forever. And for old Del Beckham, it's always that one-handed catch. Always that one-handed catch. It's like, win something, dude.
He does put on quite a show pregame.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. See, there's a difference, right? Stephen Curry does the same thing, but then in the game, he comes through, okay? Odell Beckham, that's a whole different ballgame. You don't know what you're going to get. Stephen Curry, he'll be there for you for the playoffs. He's not going to go to the beach. Stephen Curry, he's not going to go on the court with a watch and necklaces and, I don't know, whatever you want to put, a patch in his eye. I don't know. You're not going to get stupidity out of Steph Curry, but you will get it out of Odell Beckham. Man of 1,005 holds says, morning, everybody. Another Orlando team owns Miami. Seriously, it was good watching soccer. Very entertaining. I know it sucked that they lost. I get it. Hey, listen, it's all right if Orlando beats the Heat. The Heat's the one that goes to the playoffs more often. The Heat's the one that's got 3 titles. You know what I mean? So Orlando, you know, it's nice for an Orlando fan to say, we got your number the last few years. Yeah, but we got titles. And, you know, so that's all you got to say. You know, we got titles. We go to the playoffs. You don't on a consistent basis. You know, so that's the beauty. Hey, you beat us this. Yeah, but who had the better record and who was in the playoffs? You know, so.
Your greatest players leave your town. We have the greatest players coming to our town.
That's a great point right there. There you go. We have Riley. You don't. Yeah, you know, it's all right if you lose to Orlando. You know, it sucks. But if you're better than them, it doesn't matter in the end. Let them have their small victories. You know what I mean? So I don't really worry so much. It sucks to lose to the Magic. I got to tell you, it is frustrating. I won't lie to you. It is frustrating because I know they're better than the Magic every time they play them, and yet they lose against them more often than not. You know? Let's see. What else do we have here? With the gloves today, wide receivers wear one-handed catches are no longer special. Brother, you know, Matthew, what's special? You know what's special in this world, and this goes for anything, is consistency and being able to be reliable. That's what goes far. Because a lot of people have talent. A lot of people can do certain things. But can you also count on them? And that's what you want. You want people that are dependable around you. You know what I mean? And Odell Beckham is not dependable. There's always some kind of drama going on. Can't do it, man. Can't do it. Anyway, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to me on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always, because as you know, that's a 24-hour talk show there on Twitter. And let me get to some of the text lines here and get to some of your questions, because I'm sure some have come in here in the last couple of hours. Let's see what we got. Dougie Fresh says, I live in Albuquerque. I lived in Albuquerque and watched many concerts at the Launchpad Concert Hall on your list. One of the things that makes it great is that on Central Avenue, which is actually the infamous route, Route 66, I'm sorry, I saw Queens of the Stone Age there in 2000 with Dave Grohl on drums. He literally levitated the entire room with his playing that night. Nice. That's pretty cool. Let's see. Big O, Miami 3, Orlando 0. I was, I guess that was a prediction before the game, and unfortunately we didn't get it. Do you know that that Redskins were bounties awarded for scalps of Native Americans killed by the militia? It's a derogatory term. It's what it is. That's why you got to eliminate it. Yes. There's a terrible history with the name Redskins, of course. Big O, talk about staying healthy. How about Akeem Grant? Oh, yes. Or you mean Jakeem Grant? Yes, you are correct, sir. Jakeem Grant had some. He's put out some videos that he's in great shape, and he's looking to have a big year this year. I want you to kind of follow his path with Jakeem, because I think this is what you're going to see with Jakeem again. He gets in, right? He gets drafted. He catches 90 balls at Texas Tech. So they see that he can be a two-way player. What happens is rookie year, he drops a bunch of balls. People think, oh, he can't catch. But he can. He caught 90 balls in college, dude. It's just, you know, he's young. He made mistakes. Mental. It gets in you. Your confidence, you lose a little bit. So he comes back the next year and has the monster season. Plays well. Has the returns. He's one of the best returners in the NFL. And so, you know, now he, you know, gets that contract. And then last year, he had a bunch of injuries. He was inconsistent. He kind of came on towards the end. Towards the end, he was kind of playing a little better. But he didn't have a good year, okay? I'm the first guy to tell you he didn't have a good year, and that's fine. But I think what happened to him was they used him more receiver because of all the injuries and everything that happened and all the guys that they cut and let go. So they needed to rely on him more as a wide receiver, and that took a toll on his body. And that's what led to more injuries for him. I think he saw that and said, okay, I've got to build my body up. And I think that's what he did this offseason now. And this is what players do. They adjust to what's going on and how they're affected by it. And then they've got to kind of fine-tune it. Whether it's build up the muscle, build up the flexibility, build up the endurance, whatever it is, athletes have to adjust to what's going on and how their bodies are reacting to whatever sport they're in. And so I think Jakeem Grant, notice, struggles in the rookie year, bounces back the next year, kind of figures it out because he's more of a returner and a little bit of a complementary receiver. Then after that, they end up using him because of all the changes, more wide receiver, and it wears down his body. So now he builds up his body. I see a Jakeem Grant coming back this year to have a monster year, not because I think he prepared his body just in case he has to play more wide receiver, but I don't think he'll play that much more wide receiver. I think now that they have wide receivers and they've got their group kind of settled in almost, I think he'll be the complementary guy that he's supposed to be, the fourth wide receiver in your group, really, and then be the Mr. Everything returner. And I think he'll have the body for that now because he figured out that, hey, I've got to toughen up my body because I'm not a big guy. And whenever I do take a hit, I got to be able to take that hit and be able to get back up again. You know, Darren Sproles, all these other guys that are small, Danny Woodhead. He's not the first guy that's a small guy. Okay? There's a lot of guys that have played in this league that are small. But they also learn that they've got to build their bodies up. And I think that's what you saw from Jakeem. If you look at his videos, he looks a little bit more muscular. He looks a little bit more cut up. All right? And now we're going to see what the results are. But I've watched the kid rebound every time. and I expect him to rebound again. He's a tough dude, man. He's a tough hombre, man.
At 5'6", 160, you got to be tough.
Oh, he's a tough playing hombre,
NFL, man. That's yeah, all. Man. You're giving up a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Every play.
I love that kid, man. I'm a fan of that kid, and I just look at his track record, and I think he'll be fine. When you're a good player, you're a good player, man. That's it. It's not you don't forget it. It's just you're going to have your ups and downs. You're going to have your injuries, and you're going to have to learn as you're climbing. You know what I mean? And that's what he's doing. He climbed from college to the NFL. Then his responsibilities are climbing in the NFL. The demand is climbing in the NFL. So he has to adjust his body. His body has to adjust to the demands. And it's a bitch.
I like what you're – if you think about it, if Devontae Parker and Preston Williams can continue and grow from where they were, when you put him on the field as a fourth receiver to put a 4-3 guy – with your having two number ones.
And Gesicki.
Bro, pick, you know what? Pick your poison, man.
Oh, and hold on. Matt Breida's coming out of the backfield with 4-3.
Man, that's a, that. Seriously. I'm
just saying.
Seriously.
There's smart people now on this team. They're building this team the smart way. You know what I mean?
You know what? Just... That's a nice little group of weapons, man. That is a really nice little group.
I know.
You have the power back in Howard. I mean, you're not really missing a lot on offense if everybody just does. You're not like you don't have to be exceptional. Just do what you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. it.
No, I'm with you. Gailey should use Jakeem coming out of the backfield occasionally. Matchup nightmare. Steven, I think he will. I think you'll see Jakeem all over the place now. I don't think there'll be the overload because they don't need it now. Things were out of necessity. And he was a team player. He wasn't complaining like a little bitch like Minka Fitzpatrick. You know, Bobby McCain, what do you need me to do? Jesse Davis, what do you need me to do? There were other guys who were playing out of position, playing different positions. They didn't complain. Jakeem Grant, oh, you need me more? What? Let's go. I'm ready. Okay, he broke down. All right. But he sold out for you, man. He's a team player. And that's what you need, unfortunately. And, you made a whole bunch. Last year was a transition year. People had to adjust. And it also found – what the coaches were doing was also finding out who are the character guys, who are the guys that are really going to fight for this team, fight for their teammates. You know what I mean? Who's going to do it? Well, Minka didn't want to do it. So they got rid of him. That's it. He wanted out. Get the hell out. You know, I know he's a heck of a player, but if you don't want to help the team out, man, I'm sorry. I saw Jim Jensen change positions. I saw Mark Dixon play left tackle. I mean, let's not make it sound like Minka Fitzpatrick was insulted. There are plenty of players that have changed positions for their teams, and they had to adjust because the team asked them, hey, we need you to do this. We don't have a lot of people. Go do it. Does Gronkowski, who got burned against the Dolphins, trying to tackle Jakeem Grant, by the way. Wasn't it Jakeem Grant on that play? And he was the last guy in special teams. And I think it was Jakeem that juked him for the touchdown, right? Well, Gronkowski could say, hey, coach, you know, that's probably not my game or whatever. No, dude, go in there. Do you think Minka Fitzpatrick can play for the Patriots with that attitude? I know he's good enough to play for the Patriots and Bill Belichick, but is he going to tell Bill Belichick, nah, I don't want to do this. What? Oh, you don't want to do this? Okay, no problem. You've been traded. Where? You've been traded to the Cardinals. Have fun. You know, that's all? Ship your ass out somewhere. You know, like the old Cardinals. Now, actually, this Cardinal team may have something. Who knows? We'll see. But I'm just saying, it's just, you got to show up, man. You got to be a team player. And Jakeem has been a team player. I think they will use him all over the place. There's no doubt. But I think that they will use him in an intelligent fashion where it'll be maybe 5-7 times in a game and where he touches the ball and he's going to make an enormous difference and then keep him fresh for special teams. As you think, I don't know if Breida is going to help out on special teams because I know he can do kickoff return, but with that speed – That's pretty cool. And then they drafted the kid also that's going to help out. So that's going to be a lot of fun, man. They've got weapons even in the return game now. Okay? Because it's not just one guy. They've got multiple guys they can use in the return game. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Talking about Minka, the potential of him being a malcontent, You saw that he started complaining about the way Pittsburgh was using him. This is the second time he's complained about that.
It was Drake, by the way. Thank you. Thank you, Matthew. It was Drake that burned him. So there you go. The Miami Miracle. But, I mean, Gronk, he tried and looked terrible.
Should Gronk be out there on your coverage team?
But you're not going to tell Belichick or Shula or Chuck Knoll or Bill
Who should be your 11 out there on the field?
Yeah. I mean, Jimmy Johnson had Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas playing for the first 3 years on special teams.
Yeah, but they could move. We saw Gronk.
But if he feels that's his best option, that's the coach, bro. That's his decision.
He had a hard time moving.
I know.
If you're covering, you need to be able to move, man.
I know. I'm not arguing. I'm just saying I commend Gronk for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying I commend him.
He's a team player. You ask him to go play nose guard, the guy would probably get down there and put an arm in the ground.
And Lord knows, that's probably one of the reasons why he wanted to leave already, because he was like, yeah, I'll do it, but man, I hate this. I'm out of here already. I'm done. I'm not having fun anymore. You know what I mean? And so that's probably why he's gone. And then that's why when Brady goes there, he goes, oh, well, I'm back. I can go have fun now.
You know exactly what you're talking about.
He wants to have fun now.
It sounds like, a lot of guys starting to talk that have left the page. It's not really all that fun being there.
No, but you win, dude.
Yeah, right. And like we've said, winning cures and fixes whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. I think I would deal with anything that if the guy's going to make me better and we're going to win championships, then –
And you do it for a few years, and then you leave.
Right.
You get your ring, and you go.
Right, and that's why there was turnover of players, except for Brady. But you can't argue with the results, bro. It's 6 titles. I mean, it's crazy. All right, let's take a break. We're coming to you live from Toyota of Hollywood, 1841 North State Road 7. Come on out here and join us, man. Come on by and say hi. Would love to meet you right here on the Big O Show.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to AccidentLawFirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to AccidentLawFirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's AccidentLawFirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.